Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
The executive of the ASCI is meeting in emergency session this evening to discuss the government plans for a partial reopening of schools from next week. This afternoon, the Association of Principals and Deputy Principals called on the minister to reverse the decision. I'm joined now by Barbara Ennis, who's principal of Alexandra College, which is in Milltown in Dublin. Barbara, you're welcome to the programme. You, I believe, have taken the decision at the school there not to reopen for the proposed 3 days per week for Leaving Cert students. Can you tell me why?
Well, primarily the reason is because we have 8,000 cases of COVID-19, and my responsibility as principal of the college is to ensure that the safety, well-being, mental and physical of my students and particularly my staff, is paramount. So this is the main reason why I decided not to go along with the government directive.
On health and safety grounds, not on logistical grounds?
No, not on logistical grounds at all, because we have a very well-developed online learning programme, which we executed between March and May last year, and it was very successful, and we're ready to hit the ground running. So our 6 years are not going to suffer at all, even though obviously being in the classroom is much more dynamic and there's more interaction. Mm-hmm. But I took the decision because I consulted with my staff last night, and to say that they were frightened and fearful is an understatement.
You say they won't suffer at all from having their classes conducted online, but what about oral exams or projects or practical stuff?
Well, obviously we will have to try and make contingency plans for those, but the government has put certain new conditions in place for a lot of the practical exams, giving more time, etc. So in terms of oral work, we will still be able to do that online. And most of the courses in sixth year of our teachers are almost completed. They're ready to do their mocks in February when they come back. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of revision after that. So obviously, it's not ideal that they're going to be learning online, but at the same time, we know from experience that it works very well.
Who did you consult with, with parents and students before arriving at this decision as a school?
I didn't consult with parents or students. I consulted with the board, obviously, and I consulted with my staff.
Now, I think it's fair to say that you would be in a more privileged position as a student body and a school body in general in terms of having resources to conduct classes online. There would be many other schools right around the country who would be less advantaged in that regard. Would you accept that?
I would accept that, but nevertheless, I think a lot of schools have developed their online learning abilities since the last lockdown. And while I know they won't all have the same access as we do, I think they are in a much stronger position than they would have been in March. But at the same time, I just honestly, in all conscience, couldn't see how I could expect my staff in particular to come into school when many of their families have COVID themselves. Mm-hmm.
But you are, in effect, in defiance of what has been proposed by the minister, the government and the Department of Education yesterday.
Well, I think in defiance is a bit of a strong word. I'm taking a stand.
You're not in compliance, though.
No, I'm not. But I'm taking a moral stance, because sometimes the government makes the wrong decision. And I think in this case it did. It didn't consult with any of us. It didn't consult with teachers. It didn't consult with principals. It didn't consult with the unions. And it just made a unilateral decision out of the blue when all the media coverage had been suggesting that the schools would not be opening on the 11th as planned.
If you accept that you're not in compliance with the department's proposal, is there any question mark hanging over whether your teachers will get paid or not?
Well, there possibly are, and that would be something we will have to face and something I will have to discuss with my teachers. But I really do firmly believe that after all the consultation that's taking place this evening is over, that the decision will be reversed, because it's just not tenable. Mm-hmm. It's not fair. It's not feasible. And, you know, I mean, I would imagine then, you know, if our teachers were to come back and the students were to come back, that the COVID would be rampant in the school within a week.
Can I read you this text from a teacher in a Jesh school? This is the 51551. I would suggest that it's all well and good for students of old Alexandra to close with full access to broadband, parental guidance and online grinds. However, Jesh students and special needs students will suffer if schools remain open, says that texter. How do you respond to that? Remain closed, well, possibly, is what the text meant to say. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, obviously that is a genuine concern, but I'm not sure that opening the schools during this extremely dangerous pandemic is the answer. And, you know, there are possibilities of making the time up later on. Like, for example, during the midterm break. Obviously, you know, we are, as you said before, in a privileged position, but nevertheless, it is not the right thing to do for any school, mm-hmm. no matter where they are.
Another texter, I was a bit put out by that last text. I will suffer if schools remain open, is what the text said. But let me read you another text. Sinead in Black Rock says, another group of students due to sit state exams in June are the thousands doing the junior cert. It's shocking that no one has mentioned these exams or students whatsoever. It's clear that the department places no importance on these exams and they should be cancelled this year as a result. Do you have an opinion on that?
I do. I absolutely do. I couldn't agree more. I think the exams should be cancelled. I think all schools have been prepared for this eventuality, and the students have been, in our school anyway, been doing a lot more tests and preparing in a way that would allow the teachers to give them, you know, grades that are based on a series of exams, not just mocks. So I think the decision that was made in the UK was the best one. At least the students know where they stand.
So you think the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert right now should be cancelled?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I think the students should be informed now so they have plenty of time to make sure that they keep up with their work and that they are in a position to get the best possible grade through continuous assessment.
Do you know if that's a view shared by many principals?
I'm not sure, because I haven't really had an opportunity to discuss it with them, given that we're on holidays. But I would imagine that other principals would feel that a decision needs to be made rather than what happened last year, where there was so much shilly-shallying going on and a decision made at the last minute.
Can I ask you briefly, do you know if many other schools or principals intend to do the same as yourself and close next week?
I do know that there is a lot of talk in the local area about that, but whether or not they will take that stance, I really couldn't speak for them.
Okay. Sách mal, Gurmila Moggins, Barbara Innes, principal of Alexandra College in Milltown in Dublin. Thank you very much indeed.